You may be seated, amen. You know, God has, especially the month of February and Black History Month, God has given us a history, amen. Amen. And in our history, we have to realize that we're on our way. We hadn't got there yet, but we're on our way to the promised land, amen.
All right.
Amen. Because God says that the promised land is a land filled with milk and honey. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you know a little bit of something about milk and honey? Amen. I do. Amen. You see, milk and honey is a description, basically. Milk and honey is described as what? The good life. Amen. Milk and honey is described as green grass. Amen. It's described as lush, beautiful skies and beautiful hills, green grass. It's described as a place where you can raise your family. It's described as a place where you can grow your cattle. It's described as a place where you can grow, you can learn, you can take off. It's a place where you want to go. It's a place where you want to be. Amen? It's milk and honey. You know, when I get a little hungry sometimes, amen, I go home and get a little cornflakes and put milk and honey in it. Amen? Amen? Milk and honey. It's an awesome thing. And so what I want to do is I want to get look into the scripture this morning, and I want to see that God gave the land of Canaan. He promised it to the Israelites. Amen?
Amen.
He promised it. All throughout the book, all throughout the Bible in the Old Testament, you see scriptures talking about milk and honey, talking about we're going to go to the land of milk and honey. We're going to go to this land. Amen. We're going to take this land. God promises you this land. We're going to give you this land. Everywhere it talks about the land of milk and honey. So at this point in the Bible, the people were where? They were ready to go into the land of milk and honey. They were ready to go there. God had been preparing them. He had been taking them out of Egypt. He had taken them through all kinds of perils and taken them through all kinds of trials and taken them everywhere. So it was time to go to the land of milk and honey. It was time to go there. Amen? So God said, okay, well, Moses, I want you to send me some people. Amen? I want you to send me some leaders. Amen? I want you to go and get a man, one man from each tribe, and I want you to send them into the land. Amen? Because, see, when God gives you something, amen, when God gives you something, he wants you to be what? Prepared for it. Amen? When he gives you a dream, when he gives you something that he wants you to be, he wants you to study for it. Amen? He wants you to go out there and what? Get it. Amen? He doesn't want you to stand by and just wait and go, but the Lord's going to give it to you. I don't know when, but he's going to do it. He wants you to do something. Amen? Just like Pastor Pickens, and he believes that the Lord is going to give us some land and another church. Wait a minute. He's putting one foot in front of the other, and he's walking toward that blessing. Amen? Amen? Amen. That's what the people here are doing. The Lord promised them this land. And so God went to Moses and God said, Moses, send me some people to spy out the land. Amen. Send me some people because I want to see what my blessing is. Send me some people because I want to go there one day. Amen. Send me some people so they can give me a report on this land. Amen. Because we're going to study it. We're going to look at it. Amen. We're going to see how many people are in that land, amen? We're going to see how the land looks. Is the land fertile or not? We're going to see everything. We're going to see how many trees are in that land. We're going to see everything in that land because what? It's our land.
Right.
See, we got to call those things as not as though they are. It's our land, amen?
Right.
And you got to call those things in your life as not as though they are. It's our land, amen? God tells you one day, he might be telling one of these little kids that you may be a doctor one day. You may be a lawyer. Amen. You got to walk in that now. Amen. You got to study that now. Amen. You got to go to school now. Amen. He may be telling one of y'all in here that you're going to be an astronaut one day. You got to start now. Amen. You got to walk in it now. Amen. So God said, Moses, send me 12 men. Amen. So the 12 men went up, verses 17 through 20. The 12 men went up. They went all throughout the north. They started in the north, and they were making a big circle, going around looking at the land. They came to a place in the land where they saw, I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, they came to a place in the land where they found some grapes, amen? And the grapes were so huge, they had to carry them. One man had a pole, and he carried the pole, and the other guy in the back had a pole, and the grape clusters were so big that they hung on the pole. They were so huge. Were they in the promised land? They were in the promised land. Amen. See, God talks about you'll know when you're in the promised land. Amen. You'll know when you're there. So they were in the promised land. The grape clusters were huge. They got some pomegranates. I could imagine how huge the pomegranates were. I could imagine how big the fruit was. I could imagine how fertile everything was. They probably stood there with their mouths wide open going, oh, my God, look at this land. Oh, my God. It was fertile valleys. It was water running everywhere. It was the dew on the ground. It was the sun shining. They looked at that land. Their mouths were wide open. They said, this is my land. I'm going to have it. Amen. So they went back to, after 40 days of surveying the land, they went back to Moses, amen, and they went back to the people in Paran, and they started giving their report, amen. Let's look at this report. They started giving their report, amen. Now, that's going to be verses 26. The men went back to Moses and Aaron and the entire Israelite community in the wilderness of Paran, and they started giving their report. And first thing out of their mouths was, Moses, indeed, this is the land of milk and honey. Indeed, this is the land you're going to give us. I want this land back. This is my land. You giving us this land, I'm going to do whatever I can to inherit this land. I'm going to do whatever I can to take this land. God, you have said that you had already given it to us. So we're just going to move forward. We're going to take this land. Amen. You've given us this land. Then he says, there is some fruit and some honey in the land. And then, as you guys know, there's a big but there, okay? It says, however, you know, when you see a but there, you know, everything that you said before, the but just negates it, everything that's getting ready to come up. However, wait a minute now. Now, we know that this is a good land. We know that this land is flowing with milk and honey. We know it's an awesome land. We know it's a land that you want us to have. We know it's a land that we want. We know it's a land that you've given to us. However, how many of y'all got a however? However, see, we got to get around those howevers, amen? However, amen, the people living in the land are strong, and the cities are large and fortified. And we also saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites are living in the land and in the Negev, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites in the hill country, and the Canaanites live by the sea along the Jordan. That was a big however. However, we got some opposition. We got some opposition, so we got to handle that opposition. So when the people heard that, they were like, I think God gave us a land, but you know what? I still think we can take this land. I still think we can do it because what? God gave us this land. Amen? So in a situation like that, you got to look more at God, amen, and less at your circumstances. Amen? Amen? You got to put God ahead of your circumstances. Amen. You got to look at God first. You got to believe God first and not all your circumstances. You got to be able to look through your circumstances and see God. Too many times our circumstances will blind us from the word of God, will blind us from the will of God. Amen. See, in times like this, you know, you got to look and say, well, what did God say in verse 2? He said, I'm going to give you the land. That's all that mattered. He said, I'm going to give you the land. You're going to get the land. Doesn't matter how he's going to give it. He said he's going to give it. Amen. Right. The Israelites didn't know how they were going to get out of Egypt, but they got out of Egypt, didn't they? Amen. They didn't know how the sea was going to open, but it opened up, didn't they? They had no idea. So sometimes you got to walk on faith. Amen. Sometimes you got to walk forward when you don't know how things are going to happen. You don't know how the answer. You don't know where the answer is going to come from, but you just got to keep walking forward. Amen. Amen. It's called walking on faith. Amen. You got to walk on your faith sometimes. You see, the people, they did what? They forgot. Sometimes circumstances can be so big in front of you, you can forget who you are. You can forget where you're going. You can forget everything. Circumstances just pull your mind away from God. That's what happened here. Amen. The circumstances. Amen. They looked at all the people. Thank you, Pastor. They looked at all the people. They looked at all the cities. They looked at everything, and they said, man, ain't no way we can do this. Ain't no way. So Caleb, one of the spies. Thank you, Pastor. Caleb, one of the spies, he said, you know what? I believe we can do this. I believe we can take this land. Let's go down there and take it now. I don't care how big they are. I don't care what's going on. Let's take this land. We can take it now. Amen. So he quieted down the people a little bit. He quieted them down. And then came the negative report. Amen. Here come another report. Amen. So now the two people that said we can take the land, the two people were on one side, and then the other 10 were on the other side. And the other 10 people said, and I'm quoting from you directly from the word, but the men who had gone up with him responded, we can't go against the people because they are stronger than we are. They have given a negative report to the Israelites. The land that they had scouted, the land we passed through to explore is one that devours its inhabitants. All the people saw men of great size. Amen. This is, I believe, the New King James Version. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry, you said verse. I thought you said version. Amen. That's 32. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Great question. And so they saw all these people. They saw all this stuff going on, and they said, "Wait a minute! This land is just—it's just too much for us. We can't handle this. You know, we need to go home." See, what amazes me here is how 10 people can turn the lives of millions of people. 10 people. 10 people, amen. They got together and they spoke their negativism. They spoke it. And what happened next? All the people started crying. All the people started wailing. They wailed all night long. They wailed all night long because of 10 people. See, in a situation like that, you got to know who you are. You got to know what you're made of. You got to know that God is inside of you. Amen. You got to know when God calls you to something. You see, somebody should not be able to come in front of you and just say a few words and all of a sudden you just, you know, you just messed up. You just forget about everything that you ever learned. You know, you got to know it. You got to have Christ in your heart. You got to have Christ down in your soul. Somebody just shouldn't walk in front of you and you just all of a sudden break down and lose everything you got. This is what happened to the Israelites. That land was promised to them. what's promised to you. Amen. That land was promised to them. God was going to give them that land. But here they were. After the 10 spies said what they had to say, they just lost it. I mean, absolutely lost it. You see, the two spies that wanted to take the land, they were living on faith. Amen. The 10 spies that wanted to give up, they were living on sight. Amen. See, we live by faith and not by sight. Amen. If we go by everything that we see, then we got circumstances everywhere. We got problems everywhere. Amen. If we go by everything we see, amen. But if we live our lives by faith, amen, we can overcome those obstacles. Because it was faith, amen. It was faith that parted the Red Sea, amen. It was faith that got the Israelites out of Egypt, amen. It was faith. It was faith in God. See, when you lose your faith in God, you might as well just sit down. You might as well just have a seat, amen. Put your feet up, amen. Take some Kool-Aid, amen. You might as well just hang out somewhere. If you don't believe in God, you might as well just give it up right now. Because it's God that fights your battles, amen. It ain't you. It ain't you. It ain't you. You've been working out a little bit. It ain't you. You've been doing some push-ups. It ain't you. You ain't got nothing to do with it, amen. It's all God, amen. A little side note. King David realized that. Amen. Before he fought Goliath, what did he say? He said, Goliath, you coming at me with javelin and spear and all kind of talk and stuff. You coming at me? Well, I'm coming at you with the Lord God of Israel. I'm coming at you. You're fighting against the Lord God of Israel. You don't know who you're fighting. You ain't fighting me. You're fighting the Lord God of Israel. I stand on his side. This day you will perish. He didn't know he was fighting. Do we know who's on our side? God is on our side. This situation that they were in, they forgot about God. God who? They just forgot about him. They didn't even know who he was. Amen. So let's move on here. So they gave the negative report. After they gave this negative report, like I said, they started crying all night long. Let me find my place here. Folks, they started crying all night long. A couple things they did. After they cried, they complained to Moses and Aaron. Let me tell you what it turned to. It turned into organization, and next thing you know, it just went to mayhem. It just got out of control. The people, what? They wanted to kill Moses and Aaron. They wanted to kill them. They said, what the bleepity bleep bleep you bring us out here for? To die in the wilderness. Why you bring us out here? You bring us out here to die. We could have died back in Egypt. We could have died out in the wilderness. Why you bring us out here? They were fighting mad at Moses and fighting mad at Aaron. What else did they do? They said that they should have died in Egypt. And so they mumbled under their breath and they say, well, you know what? I don't think that maybe my wife and maybe my children they might die. So we should have died in Egypt. We should have died in the wilderness. I'm afraid for my wife and my children. I'm scared for them. Moses and Aaron, you got to die. They started going after Moses and Aaron. Amen. Then at the last second, Caleb and Joshua jumped in. Caleb and Joshua fell to the ground, and they started praying to God. Well, they wanted to kill Joshua and Caleb. These are the Israelites. This is what happens. This is the result of what happens when you walk by sight. Amen? This is the result of what happens when you don't believe God. Amen. When you believe yourself, when you believe everything else but what God said, this is the result of what happens. This thing just got out of control. They wanted to kill Moses and Aaron. They wanted to kill Joshua and Caleb. They wanted to kill them. Don't sound like church, does it? They wanted to kill these men. So we have to live by faith. We have to call on God. We have to live by faith, you know. Just because you can't see it don't mean it ain't there, amen. Just because you can't see, amen. Just because you can't see God's blessing doesn't mean it's not there, amen. 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 The Lord works in mysterious ways, amen. Amen. We don't know everything, amen. They didn't know how they were going to get out of Egypt, but they got out, didn't they? Then they turned around and wished they were back in there, but... But they got out. Amen. Let's move on. I'm almost done here. Then they came together and they said, well, can you give us a new leader? Can you give us a new leader, please? Moses and Aaron, you got to go. You got to go. Well, let's get together. Let's vote for a new captain to take us back to Egypt. Could you imagine what they would say to the Egyptians? I'm sorry, Egyptians, but we want to come back. They would have said. What do you think they would have said? Oh, my goodness. They you know, see, when you get in anguish like that, when you get in a situation like that, your mind can't think. Amen. You're just jumping at things. Well, we want to go back to Egypt. We want to die in the wilderness. Amen. We could have died in there. We would have. Do you remember how bad it was back there? Do you remember, you know, how you got beat and how you worked all day? Amen. Do you remember all those things back there? And then they forgot about God. They forgot about what? They forgot about the plagues, the frogs. You know, they forgot about the firstborn sons. They forgot about all those things that God showed them. All those things should have been first on their mind. Well, if God did that, he can help me in this. Sometimes we got to look back and see what God did beforehand. If he did that back then, well, my goodness, well, I know he can do this because he did that. Amen. He helped us out of the Red Sea. He parted the Red Sea. Amen. He did all of that. Well, I know he can handle this. All these people, are they just tall? That don't matter. We got to believe God. Amen. Amen. Just a little bit longer here. I appreciate y'all's patience. So they wanted to choose a new leader. And it just got to utter mayhem. It just got to chaos. It got everything. The people were running around. The people, you know, they were ready to kill Moses. You know, they were getting ready to pick up stones, and they were just getting ready to kill him. Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Caleb were getting ready to fight for their lives. They're getting ready to run. I don't know what they were getting ready to do. They were getting ready to die. Amen. The people were in just that kind of an uproar. Over what? Stories and lies told by 10 men got these people into an uproar. Their blessing that they were going to have was what? Canceled. Put on hold, amen, because of 10 spies. 10 spies turned the whole thing around. 10 spies, amen. Just a quick side note, that kind of reminds me of Jesus. Amen. You know, when Jesus was doing his healing and when he was going through, he had millions, thousands, hundreds of people following him. What were they doing? They wanted miracles. They wanted to find out about him. They wanted to be close to him. They wanted to see him. They wanted to touch him. They wanted to do all that. And then you turn around three times and the same millions of people doing what? They yelling, crucify him. Amen. What? No. What? What? Who? How? Who? A small number of people, a small number of Pharisees got together and whisper talking, got the people to yell for his death. Amen. You see, it only takes a few people. These 10 men were able to turn the whole community around, the whole congregation around. Amen. Who are you listening to today? Are you listening to God? Amen. Are you listening to him today? are you listening to naysayers? When God gives you something, when he gives you a dream, when he gives you a plan, you got to listen to him. You know, when that somebody comes in your life and says, oh, God, they told you to do this. No, you better not listen to them. You better listen to God. Amen? Amen. See, if you listen to God, if you follow God, it's just plain and simple. If you follow God, you win. It's just that plain. If you believe God, you win. Amen. If you search after God, you win. Amen. If you don't, you lose. It's just that simple. If the people followed him, they would have won. If the people followed him, they would have won. They didn't, so they lost. It's just that simple. Today, it's the same way. If we follow God, we win. If we follow God, if we follow after him, you know, God will fight our battles. If we follow after him, if we don't, he won't. Amen? It's just that simple. Let me finish up here. Thank you. So, the people were about ready to stone the leaders, Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Caleb. They were about ready to stone them. And then the presence of God jumped in. Amen. Come on now. The presence of God jumped in. Amen. The presence of God jumped in. I'm going to paraphrase here. He said, why, Moses, why these people can't follow me? Amen. Why do they continue not to follow me? Why do they continue to not believe the things that I've told them? Why do they continue to go on their own? Why do they continue to do this? You know what I'm going to do, Moses? All of them got to go right now. They're all going to die right now. They're going to die right now. Oh, my goodness. They're going to die right now. I'm leaving these people. I'm forgetting about them. They're going to die right now. Moses jumps in front of the people. He jumps in and he pleads with God. He begs with God. Now, just a minute ago, they were trying to kill Moses. And now here Moses is jumping in front of him, saying, please, God, don't kill him. Please, God, don't kill these people. Please don't kill them. Moses, weren't they trying to kill you a second ago? Moses still pleaded for him. He said, please, God, don't kill him. Please, God, don't take him. Please, God, please. Moses saved their lives that day because God, sure enough, was going to destroy all of them. God said, you know what? I can start over, and I can have a stronger people. I can have stronger following. I can have people who love me than y'all half-faced people. Now, I can have some real people. I'm going to start over. Moses said, no, please, God, please, please. Please, please, God, I beg you, God. You said that you were merciful. You said that you were kind. You know, you said that you loved people. You said that you loved us. God, please. God said, okay. Okay, Moses. I'm going to pardon these people. I'm going to pardon them. But see, just because God pardons you, just because you forgive, don't mean that you still have to be punished. You still have to pay the sentence. Amen. Right. Amen. You still have to pay. Amen. You be forgiven. Amen. But you still have to pay. Amen. Amen. You can be forgiven for stealing something, but you still got to go to court, got to go to jail. Amen. You still got to pay. So God said, well, I tell you what. These people that did all this, these people that did not follow me, these people that looked at all the circumstances, these people that looked at all this stuff, they're not going to the promised land. Amen. They asked to die in the wilderness. Well, guess what? They're going to die in the wilderness. They said, well, why, how come God brought us up here? We could have died in the wilderness. We could have died. God said, okay, you're going to die in the wilderness. So for the next 40 years, amen, for the number of days that they were in Canaan, they wandered. God turned them around. Go wander. Just go wander. So they wandered out in the desert, and over the process of 40 years, they all died. Amen. But guess what? God kept his promise. Come on. Come on. God kept his promise. God, God kept his promise. He will keep his promise to us. Amen. He kept his promise. He gave the land to their children. Amen. All the men that disobeyed him, he let them die in the wilderness. Now, the 10 spies were killed right then. The 10 spies were gone right then. But see, in all of that, God kept his promise. And I want to tell you today that we have to live by faith. We can't live by sight. If we live by sight, amen, everything we do will be wrong. If we live by sight, everything we touch will fail. We have to live by faith, amen. It's faith, amen, that can get us through. It's faith, amen, that can heal you. It's faith that can answer questions in your life. It's faith, amen. It's faith in God, amen. It's faith in God's ability. Although we don't see it, although we can't touch it, but we have faith in God, we can break through strongholds. It's all about faith today, folks. It's all about having faith in God. It's not about having faith in yourself. It's not about having faith that you can do 10 push-ups. It's not about that, amen. It's not about having faith that you got a good-looking smile. It's about faith in God. Faith in God. If you got faith in God in all kinds of circumstances, you can call his name. Amen. You can call on him. So I'm going to end this right here. So I just want to tell you, it's all about God. Amen. You got to trust God even today. Amen. Even today, you got to trust God. God will get you through those places where when you have no answer. Amen. When you can't see tomorrow, amen? When you can't see anything in front of you, God will get you through there. You got to have faith in God, amen? I want to thank you all today, amen? I want to thank my pastor. I want to thank Reverend Williams. And I want to thank you guys, amen, for listening, amen? Thank you. Tell somebody about this today, all right? Amen, amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."